The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Prairie Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.
Hello and welcome. We are so glad to have you here with us today at Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle, your little corner of the World Wide Web or the radio in your community. We're your hosts, Misty Young and our wonderful nurse, Sherry, Sherry Carybaum. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you so much.
So glad to have you here talking about Nurse Sherry's glowing lifestyle, which really you do have a glowing lifestyle. You know, when I see it on a regular basis because we're friends, we travel together, we spend time together, we're constantly talking about food and cooking new recipes. And occasionally we do a little working out together. Well, I don't know if it's working out or walking
Walking is a workout.
Walking is a workout, yeah.
Walking is so healthy for you.
But I see the lifestyle choices that you make. And I know that you're focused on, and not only focused on it, but you're dedicated to the words that you speak to our audience. This is the lifestyle that you live.
Yep, I try to. You know, I'm not perfect. Nobody's perfect.
Well,
wave some French fries in front of me, and I'm going to follow them.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we are coming to you from KCIW 100.7 FM on your radio dial. We are broadcasting out of, I want to say, a tiny studio in Brookings, Oregon, but it's not. We're in a living room.
Yep.
We're on a cliff. And we're overlooking the ocean. It's not a bad view, but you know, you might hear some clunking and thunking occasionally. We can't help it. No one's touching the table. No one's banging or clanging, but there are sounds that come through the ground here, and that just, it is what it is.
And so the team tries so hard to clean it up.
They're so amazing. In fact, let's give a round of applause to the folks behind the scenes here at KCIW. Those are the folks that are working in the board of directors or being out in the community or in the studio, you know, cleaning up our errors or, you know, sometimes not our errors, just the clunking and bunking that goes on. Now, Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle is all about the little things that you can do to help improve your health, your outlook, heck, even your pocketbook. And remember, when we're talking about lifestyle, different isn't always better, but better is always different. If you're looking to make a change that's going to improve your health, better is always different. And I know we're going to talk about transitioning today a little bit, a little bit about adopting whole food, plant-based living, some of the lifestyle effects. Before we do, two things I really want to highlight. One, we're going to talk a lot about food today because we always talk a lot about food. It's kind of the one thing that everybody does every single day, multiple times per day, right?
Yep.
So not only are you a nurse practitioner who holds a Master of Science in Nursing, you're a former nursing professor, you are also certified. You are a diplomat of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine. That's awesome.
It was a hard exam, let me tell you.
I know it was. But what I love the most is that you don't stop studying. You don't rest on your laurels. Here you are today. When we're done putting this broadcast together, you're going to go back to the test kitchen because you're currently studying to become a Whole Foods certified professional chef.
Baby, almost there.
You're so close.
I've got canapés or hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
And the big exam.
And the big exam. When you showed me the dashboard recently to your course, and it's been an online course, you were on task like 417 or something. I was like, what? 417? It's been many months, right? Have you been studying this program for almost a year?
Oh, probably more like, 7, 8 months.
It's crazy. It's
maybe a year. You're right. Maybe a year.
Yeah, but hundreds of tasks. I mean, so you've been preparing foods that are whole food, plant-based in nature, right? So there's no oil. It's less refined, not highly refined.
So I mean, refined.
It's as close to nature as possible. I know we're going to talk about transition foods, but could you just indulge me for a second?
Absolutely.
Will you talk about the pasta that you made?
Because love it.
I want to know about it.
You know, what I love about the program, the first one I took and what inspired me to take the professional chef one was through Fork Over Knives.
Yeah.
And it was a pretty short course. It didn't have
hundreds and hundreds of tasks, right?
I might have had 100 or a little bit more.
Yeah.
And they really talk about how do you make food that's healthy nourishes your body, your mind, all of those things without adding meat, dairy, or any of that, and is getting close to nature as you possibly can,
love
meaning
it.
No refined foods if possible.
Right.
So basically, the pasta recipe, which I love, is using whole wheat flour.
Yep.
And a little dash of salt. And silken tofu instead of eggs.
Right.
Right.
So the silken tofu acts like the binder. It's
right.
The liquid
it's
in the binder.
It's the egg, basically.
Yeah.
With no egg. Yeah. And think about how much healthier that is for you.
Right.
Right. And it's delicious. It really is delicious.
And you made mushroom raviolis.
I did.
Can I just say that, you know, I did not get an invitation over for the mushroom raviolis. And I heard a lot about them. So
I think that's my next... along with my appetizers, we have to have a party, and
okay.
I'll make appetizers because that's my next homework, and then we'll make the raviolis. That would be good.
And then we'll have a very small, socially distant, tiny little gathering party.
Yep. Yep. We have a patio. We have a patio. We have a heater on our patio, so we're all good. I have learned so much and have cooked so differently.
Right.
It's interesting. I relied on my Instapot so much. Which
Previously,
is not a
you
bad
mean,
thing. Yeah.
But now, not so much?
Not at all.
Wow.
And it's funny. I haven't brought it out for probably about 4 or 5 months.
Wow.
And I used it
all the time.
Yeah. I mean, literally, that's how I cooked every meal. And I think once you start learning how to cook with whole food plant-based in that way, you know, the way they're teaching me now, it's so much fun to cook it that way that I'm like, no, I can watch it boil like rice or beans instead of sticking it in the Instapot. I like cooking it on the range so I can watch it cook.
You know, actually, it's interesting you say that because I've got oat groats on the stove right now.
And yeah, instead of in
the Instant Pot.
No. I'm not beating up the Instant
Pot.
They
I love
are
it.
Amazing tools,
yes.
Especially for families that don't have time to stand over the pot and watch it.
Right.
Is there enough water? Is it
right.
ready yet? You know, in the Instant Pot, you just push a button and say, rice.
Exactly. Yeah. And I'll be back in 15 minutes and dinner is done.
Yeah.
So part of the process of adopting a whole food plant-based lifestyle, part of it is that we have to interrupt old patterns that we've
Absolutely.
Had. Right? So if the old pattern was I have a cow meat burger.
Right.
Beef.
Right.
I swear I had to like actually think about that. I'm like, what is that called again?
It is a cow.
It is a cow. You know, and actually it's not a bad thing to kind of identify where
what
this
is
coming
yeah.
from, right?
It is.
Yeah.
And the consequences of what we're eating, not only physically but environmentally.
Yes, right. So I mean if in the past you said, you know, I'm gonna have a beef hamburger with cheese on top of it, and now you're saying I still want a hamburger, how am I going to do this? We want to encourage you at some point to move completely away from transition foods,
yeah.
what we're going to call transition foods.
They're like a crutch. They're like the beginning of your transformation. They're the beginning of your shift.
Right.
So
but the key
you're
is
talking.
They're not really super healthy
no.
for you. And, so you want to minimize, right?
You want to minimize.
Right.
And we're talking about the Beyond Burger.
Right.
Or the
Impossible
Burger. And what I want to say about them is if they help you transition from a predominantly standard American diet,
right.
please do.
Right.
You know, please do. If you're going to eat an Impossible Burger on a whole wheat bun and have homemade mayo from tofu, not from
eggs
and oil,
right.
or ketchup and mustard, by
right.
all means, do if that's your transition food or that's how you introduce eating less meat in your family. But are they the healthiest? Probably
not.
So
yeah.
if you're having heart disease, if you're having high blood pressure, if you're having a lot of problems with diabetes or pre-diabetes, really, truly, you're going to do better on a whole food plant-based diet. And I think we have to explain what that is again, because we're assuming everybody knows what it is.
Right,
and we get new people listening
every
all the
week.
Time.
That's right.
So a whole food plant-based diet is whole foods from nature.
Right.
No refined foods. So basically, we're talking about brown rice. We're talking about oat groats, like you just cooked.
Yep.
We're talking about farro, kiwan, all of those things in their natural process, not stripped of the nutrients, Just as they are from nature.
So they appear from nature. They show up in your kitchen, a corn on the cob, as opposed to a box of Captain Crunch, right?
Exactly. But yes. I was going to say, if you're eating frozen corn, I'm okay with that.
Sure.
Read the ingredients. Yes. Whole wheat pasta, whole wheat bread. You know, and you got to read the ingredients because so much of the food in the grocery store, your ketchup has sugar and oil. Your peanut butter has more oil, like peanuts don't
right,
have
like
enough oil.
Right, like they add palm oil and canola oil to and peanut
sugar.
Butter. Hello.
And sugar.
Right.
Right? Versus just having beautiful peanuts that are crushed with a smidgen of salt.
Yeah.
It's delicious. So we're asking you to start reevaluating where your food is coming from. Is it coming from a package? Mm-hmm. Is it coming from a can? Okay, if it's from a can, if it's from a package, how many ingredients does it have?
Right. Your goal is refined? As few as possible. You know, when I think about my transition into a whole food plant-based lifestyle, it's crazy because I had all these certifications. I had studied right. it for a long time. And then I met you and I was like, oh, I'm not doing it right. You know, like I thought I was all like, oh, look at me. I've learned how to do whole food plant-based living. And you came into my house and you looked around and you're like, right. Mm. Yeah, it was mostly transition foods.
It was transition food and oils.
A lot of transition food and a lot of oils. And you helped me change those. Let me tell a couple of the things just for anybody who's listening that is like, well, I don't even know what's the first thing to do. Here's a few things that you can do right now.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, right now. Swap out any and all white bread. Just immediately.
Easy. Yeah,
just,
get
this
rid
is
of it.
Super easy, right? Swap it out. Don't eat white bread. Don't eat white tortillas. Don't eat white pasta. So go for whole wheat breads, as few ingredients as possible. Whole wheat tortillas is going to be better than white.
Corn tortillas are going to be great. Read your ingredients.
Read the ingredients. The next thing, how about whatever milk you're using? Stop eating or drinking animal milk. Swap that out right away for something like almond milk. There's almost as many non-dairy milks now in the fridge case as there are dairy milks.
Absolutely. Right? But I'm going to say again, please read the ingredients because they're adding sugar. They're adding preservatives. The less chemicals, the less sugar, the less fat added to a product, the better you will do.
In fact, in October of last year, you and I went on a road trip, you'll remember, and I had my trusty little bag of, you know, I take foods with me when I go on road trips because I don't know
easy
what
to
I'm going
to
have access, right? So
right.
I have my fridge bag with me and I whip out my plain soy milk. And you said, oh, you brought your soy milk with you. I said, yeah, I have to have my soy milk in my coffee, right? Do you remember this conversation?
Right.
Yeah,
I do.
And you said, well, let's take a look at the ingredients. And sugar was pretty high on it. I never even opened.
And you
opened.
Were struggling with your, you were
I was.
Frustrated because you
frustrated.
Told me,
I
have been doing so good, Sherry, and why do I keep gaining weight?
No, I was so mad. And you looked at the ingredients and sugar was way high up on that.
Yeah.
And we kind of did a little analysis and realized that I was drinking a full cup of soy milk every single day, which doesn't sound like a lot until you realize
you
it's 300
more than
calories.
A cup. It was a little bit more than a cup because I think you were a big coffee drinker back then.
Yeah.
So it was like you did about a quarter cup or even more every time you had coffee. And it was like, well, let's reevaluate this. Don't get frustrated. Start reevaluating it.
Right. Exactly.
That's what we have to do. And it's going back to everybody thinks oil is good for you. It is not.
Yeah, there's nothing in oil
that's good
for you.
Right? High calories, 9 calories, right?
Yeah.
Per
tablespoon.
Per gram. So a tablespoon is 120 calories.
Yeah.
When was the last time you actually brought out that measuring spoon and measured it?
Right. People usually
you
just glug the oil, right?
So what I'm saying is if you need transition foods to help you on the path or to help your family, and I've had patients that said, Sherry, we can't possibly eat brown rice. I'm like, well, let's talk. Why can't you eat brown rice? And my kids won't eat it. Okay. So what I want you to do is for every cup of rice, I want you to add a quarter cup of brown.
Right.
And then after 2 weeks, I want you to add a half a cup of brown.
Yes.
And then after 3 weeks, so that, or maybe a little bit more gap in there, so that you're starting to acquire those tastes that, and textures that the children will be acceptable of. because really, truly brown rice, the texture is chewy, it's delicious,
it's good.
It's filling, it's got so many nutrients in it, versus white rice pretty much breaks down to glucose pretty rapidly in your bloodstream.
Yep.
So you chew it, you swallow it, and let's hope we chew. So many people really don't spend time in that first process of the digestive tract, chewing and allowing the saliva to break down the food, and then you put it in your stomach and it moves forward. But really try to incorporate the healthy foods. And that's why there is good news about these transition foods, like the Impossible Burger and all of those.
Yeah.
Because there's not hormones in them. So that's always a good fact.
No,
they're
antibiotics.
A good source of proteins. They have vitamins. They have some minerals, which really, truly, there's not a whole lot. And the Impossible Burger actually adds extra vitamins, like vitamin B12, which anybody who is transitioning to a whole food plant-based diet, anybody over 50, pretty much anybody in America, should get their B12 tested. Because we know that it's incredibly important for your brain and your neuromuscular system throughout your whole body. And we're finding that more and more, even animal eaters are really low on B12.
Yeah.
But if you're whole food plant-based, you need B12.
Yep.
They add zinc also so that, you know, they're trying to get more nutrients in it. So the thing I want to say, though, is the meatless burgers and sausages and all that are still really heavily processed and they still have saturated fat.
Right.
So what is your goal to transition to a whole food plant-based diet? Is it your health? Right? Mm-hmm. Is it prevention of heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, dementia, blood pressure? What's your goal?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go back, it's always, what is my why? Well, I eat healthy and I eat a whole food plant-based diet because I want to be the healthiest person I can at 90.
Yes.
I mean, my grandmother lived to over 100, and for goodness sakes, if I'm going to live to 100, I want it to be good 100.
Right,
I don't want
right.
it to be in a convalescent hospital.
Right, you don't want to spend the last 25 of your years of your life, or even 10 years or 5 years or
absolutely.
Any years of your life in a hospital bed
absolutely.
Or suffering.
And it's interesting, though, because they're not low-calorie products,
right?
People think, oh, if I eat the Impossible Burger or the Beyond Burger, it's going to be less calories. I'm going to lose weight. Well, basically, per 4 ounces, it's the same amount of calories.
And the fat content is about the same, right?
It's the same. So 240 calories for the Impossible Burger, that's 4 ounces. 250 for the Beyond. For lean ground beef, it's 240. Now, I'm quoting lean ground beef. We're not talking any of the others. Turkey, lower. The black bean one, the brand that they're quoting in this research study is saying 260 calories.
Mm.
And the one thing I love is when you're eating a whole food plant-based diet, you don't have to worry about calories. There is not calorie counting on there if you're eating as close to the whole food plant-based diet as you have to. So I'm only saying let's look at the whole food plant-based diet for your health.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to lose, you're going to lose weight.
Well, and since we're talking about transition, you know, we're talking about moving away from the standard American diet. We're talking about going away from, I think we've recently talked about people eating animal products or meat 4 times a day. And I can sort of hear people, you know, in my mind, I see them rolling their eyes and saying, we don't eat meat 4 times a day.
Oh,
right.
Kirk.
Come on. Kirk. Ham, bacon, sausage for breakfast. Chicken taco for lunch.
And don't forget the eggs and the cheese.
Right.
Right.
And don't
if you're
forget
having
the eggs
an omelet
and cheese. Yeah.
Or what are those? Muffin McMacs or something.
Right. Yeah. Something like that. Yep. And then, you know, you get a little salami stick for a snack in the afternoon.
Or
a
cheese stick.
Or a cheese stick. And then you have a steak for dinner. That's a standard American diet kind of a day. So when you're transitioning away from foods like that, yes, is it helpful to eat things like these transition foods we're talking about? It is, but these are transition foods. This doesn't say this is going to be your new lifestyle. It's a transition.
It's
so
a
it
transition
helps you
food.
Move into eating more whole food plant-based on a daily basis. So you know.
So again,
you spend a little more time thinking about these things you as you make the second transition, right? So there's a first transition to healthier, and then there's another transition to healthiest. Yes.
And when you're looking at the Impossible Burger versus lean ground beef, saturated fat in the Impossible Burger, 4 ounces, 8 grams. In lean ground beef is 6. So,
You know, the difference is no cholesterol.
There's no cholesterol. There's high sodium.
Yep.
Okay. Carbs, I don't care about carbs as long as they're natural carbs, right? They're unrefined carbs.
Yeah.
There's more fiber in the Impossible Burger. There is no fiber at all in lean ground beef, turkey. And the reason I point that out is fiber is what feeds your gut.
Yes.
We need fiber for our bodies, for our system. It's important that that gut gets healthy fiber to grow on and to multiply on so that you can really deal with inflammation, not get leaky gut. I mean, there's so much.
Set up your immune system for optimum functioning.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now, I do have to say, they go, oh, but the good news is the Impossible Burgers, Beyond Burgers, they all have protein. Which is nice. Yeah, I'm a protein girl. I like protein. But if you study Dr. Campbell in the China study, these very high diets in protein, especially animal protein, but any protein, actually isn't good for us and increases our risk for a lot of cancers.
Yep. Well, and again, I mean, if we're looking at going from healthy to healthier to healthiest, when we have this transition in mind, do what it takes to walk away from the standard American diet, which is animal products. Walk away from that. Not only are you going to help your body go from to healthier and then to ultimately to healthiest, but you're also talking about a reduction in climate issues, right? So, I mean, we're stopping the less animal products we're eating, the less we're polluting the environment, the less we're cutting down the Amazon rainforest to create grazing land to grow soy to feed to cows. I mean, if we're going to grow soy, feed it to people.
Right. Because soy is so good for us, too.
Yeah,
it really is good for us. So you're right. The Beyond Burger is better for the planet, better for global warming, all of that, better for animals. But what I would like to see is if you want to transition to a whole food plant-based diet, you could try the Impossible Burgers, make them a treat.
A treat.
Something that you rarely eat. The other thing I'd like to see people do is if you don't want to eat the Impossible Burgers, cut down on your meat. So if you have 4 ounces in a burger, try 2 ounces or try no ounces.
Try no ounces. Try having a day where you don't even have to try to replace meat.
Exactly.
Right? So now we're all accustomed to eating burgers, right? Burgers, I think, are the number one most popular food in America. Maybe pizza is ahead of that. And obviously the number one vegetable in America, I think you've told me a few times,
ketchup
is French
and potatoes.
Fries. Yeah, ketchup and potatoes. So when it comes time for us to make the next transition, right? So we go from animal to non-animal burger. And then when we go, so we go from an animal burger, a cow burger, to an Impossible Burger, the next step might be a homemade bean and lentil burger.
Sure.
Right? So
absolutely.
When we do that, I mean, I made that yesterday.
Yeah, you made a dynamo.
It's good,
It's good.
There's no oil in it. There's no fat in it. There's no nothing in it but lentils and beans and some rice and peas, and it's darn good.
Yeah, and it's healthy for you. It promotes health. It doesn't detract from health.
Right.
And it's great for your gut. It's great for your blood vessels. There's no saturated fat in it. There's no cholesterol in it.
Exactly. And I batch cooked it. So I made enough to have, you know, the two little bean burgers for lunch yesterday, which were phenomenal. And then there's these all these other packages that are going into the summer in the fridge because we're going to eat on those in the next couple of days. And then there's a bunch that go into the freezer.
Yep.
That just makes sense, right?
So I'm going to get personal here, though.
Okay. Go,
Gary
girl.
Loves.
Gary loves those products.
He does. He really does. So how did he feel about the burgers that you made yesterday? And is he willing to maybe swap out? I don't know how often he eats the Impossible Burgers or the
Beyond,
fake meat.
Yeah.
How often does he eat it a week? And is he willing to phase one or two of those out?
Yes.
Because that's what we have to learn about. How do we get our family on board. It's important. Especially our children.
Right.
You know, so negotiation is a nice thing. Okay, so you love Impossible Burgers or you love a hamburger. Can that be a treat?
And the answer is yes, he loved it. Yesterday when I presented it to him, it was this big burger on a whole wheat, no sugar bun,
yay,
which was great. And it had a huge pile of lettuce and white onions and pickles. And he, and I asked him later on, I said, so, you know, I made you this giant burger for lunch. What did you think of it? Do you think you could, I asked him that exact question, yep, which is kind of cool that you're asking me that now. Cause like totally did not plan this. And he said, yeah, it was fantastic. He was thrilled with it.
Nice?
He loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. And that had no cholesterol. It had no added fat. I mean,
right,
there was a smidgen of fat only because, you know, plants have a tiny bit of fat,
sure,
too, but
yep,
very minimal.
Yep.
And think about all of that. No sodium or very little sodium because he added it himself. High fiber. I mean, I can't imagine how much fiber was in that. And again, I think it was also very high protein between the lentils, right?
Yep.
And you said the
there was lentils
rice,
and beans and rice, yeah,
and beans.
Yep.
So think about how much you gave him. And when you talk about plant protein, because I'm like, yeah, he got protein. He got everything he wants.
Yep.
Plant protein and animal protein are two different things.
Two different beasts, so to speak.
In your body. Yeah. They right, function differently.
Yes.
So plant protein, even if you're on a keto, high plant, whole food, plant-based diet, which they're out there for heaven's sakes, any diet you want, you can actually find.
But keto is also super high fat, right?
Not if it's a whole food plant-based.
Oh.
It's high protein. So, I mean, everybody's modifying these diets to get what they want.
Right.
Right. To be a
what
little
we all
different
want is health, right?
Yeah.
That's ultimately
yeah,
what we want.
But there's study after study that shows that plant protein doesn't increase your risk of heart disease, doesn't increase your risk of cancer versus these high animal protein diets that do.
Right.
Now, first of all, I don't even think about protein anymore because I know
yeah,
that my body can handle it.
Right.
If I'm low on protein, for, you know, if I don't combine my special little proteins, my liver gives me that extra amino that I need.
Yep.
I never think about protein and I walk, you know, I'm a,
yeah,
I don't think
avid,
I'm an athlete.
Well, you're an athlete. Yes, you are. Oh my gosh.
I don't think because I can walk. I think I do probably 25 to 30 miles of hiking a week.
Right. And
right?
You're 60. You're an athlete. Hello.
Do I look like I'm protein deficient?
No,
right?
You do
so
not. You look
I never,
the picture of health.
Yeah. I never worry about protein.
Yeah.
I honestly, it doesn't even cross my mind.
And you don't have to think about that whole combining
thing,
think, right? That's
no,
old
that's,
science.
Such old science. It's 1970. Hello. We're not even in
right,
the 1900s anymore. Stop.
Right.
No, but perfectly healthy. I don't think about calories, right? I really
yeah,
don't count calories.
Nope.
I mean, I know if I'm going to eat a whole bunch of cashews or a whole bunch of peanut butter, I better get on the scale if I'm doing it routinely.
Right. Yeah.
But here and there, no. Absolutely never worry about it. Don't calorie count. Don't do any of that stuff. So a whole food plant-based diet is really what supports your health.
Right. So when you're talking about transitioning, the key to a successful transition is to remember your goal is to go from healthy to healthier to healthiest. If you're healthy now, awesome. If you need to get healthier, start swapping in things like whole grain breads and pastas. Get rid of the animal products. Use those transition foods. And when you're ready to be at your healthiest, if you don't have any illnesses right now, rock and roll right to the healthiest
yep,
diet. Go to whole food plant-based. Do it as quick as you can. The results are going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely.
Nice. Thanks for joining us on Nurse Sherry's Glowing Lifestyle. We appreciate you so much and we'll see you again real soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
The opinions expressed here are those of the individual participants. Curry Coast Community Radio takes no position on issues discussed in this program. The information provided is not intended to substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your personal physician or other qualified healthcare professional before changing your healthcare treatment, diet, or lifestyle.